You're listening to All Things Cage at Waveform's WGXC 90.7 FM, Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust. And this week, let's listen to a program that was created for the gallery Thaddeus Ropack in London, Salzburg, and Paris, which was heard successively from November 28, 2018 to November 16, 2019, to accompany a showing of John Cage's Ryoanji drawings, graphite pencil rock tracing works on hand-woven paper that date from the early 1980s and that collectively speak to his devotion to the famous Ryoanji Temple in Kyoto. The recording we'll hear is a composite looping of portions of Cage's various musical works entitled Ryoanji, solos for oboe, flute, contrabass, voice, trombone, all with percussion or orchestral obbligato, composed between 1983 and 1985. These are drawn from 15 different recordings involving performers from all over the world. Cage dedicated each of his five distinct scores to the first performers of the works: Joel Leandra, double bass; Robert Aiken, flute; James Fulkerson, trombone; Isabel Gans, voice; and Michael Pugliese, percussion, all of whom are heard in the present mix of recordings. Ryoanji, which translates to Temple of the Peaceful Dragon, is a Zen Buddhist temple in Kyoto, Japan. It is famed for its dry landscape rock garden. The garden is a rectangular space of about 2,500 square feet filled with fine white gravel. Placed within this space are 15 irregularly shaped stones of varying sizes, either standing alone or in small groups. The only plant material in the garden is a little moss growing around the stones. The gravel is raked into subtle lines every day by the monks, and the garden is meant to be viewed from the veranda of the abbot's residence. As Cage himself once wrote, "Now and then, I come across an article on that rock garden in Japan where there's just a little space of sand and a few rocks in it." The author, no matter who he is, sets out either to suggest that the position of the rocks in the space follows some geometrical plan productive of the beauty one observes, or, not satisfied with mere suggestion, he makes diagrams and detailed analyses. So when I met Ashihara, the Japanese music and dance critic, his first name escapes me, I told him that I thought those stones could have been anywhere in that space, that I doubted whether their relationship was a planned one, that the emptiness of the same was such that it could support stones at any points in it. Ashihara had already given me a present, some table mats, but then he asked me to wait a moment while he went into his hotel. He came out and gave me the tie I am now wearing. This is one of Cage's indeterminacy stories from circa 1958. Before we listen to this recording, though, let me read what Cage wrote about his Ryoanji compositions. "In recent years, I have made a number of works, some of them graphic, some musical, all having the Japanese word Ryoanji or a reference to it in the title. These began in 1982, when I was asked by André Demange to design a cover for Pierre Lartigue's translation into French of My Mushroom Book. This is part of a series of 15 books called Editions Ryoanji, all of which are paperbacked with a paper that reminds one of raked sand. My suggestion for the cover of my book, that I draw around 15 stones, 15 is the number of stones in the Ryoanji garden in Kyoto, placed at iching determined points on a grid, the size of the cover plus the flaps, was accepted. In January of 1983, when I went to the Crown Point Press to make etchings, I took the same 15 stones with me, but soon found that what can be done with pencil on paper cannot be done with needle on copper. The mystery produced by pencils disappeared, reappearing only on copper when the number of stones was multiplied, 225, that is, 15 times 15, 3375, that is 15 times 15 times 15. That summer, I began a series of drawings which continues even now, having titles such as 3R over 5 or 2 over 12. R is Ryoanji, or 15, and the number below the line is the number of different pencils, between 6B and 9H, used to make the drawing. At some point that year, an oboist in Baltimore, James Ostrinyak, began writing a number of letters asking me to compose some solos for him to play in Japan. I kept putting him off. Eventually, he came to visit, bringing both his oboe and several textbooks about playing the instrument. I was amazed to see that one of the books began with the division of the octave not into 7 or 12 tones, but into 24. Students of oboe playing must make special efforts to keep from sliding up or down while playing a single tone. I told Ostrinyak that I would write some music for him. Paper was prepared that had two rectangular systems. Using two such sheets, I made a garden of sounds, tracing parts of the perimeters of the same stones I had used for the drawings and etchings. I was writing a music of glissandi, where, through the use of chance operations, more lines than one were drawn in the same vertical space. I distinguished between sound systems, taking four as a maximum, loudspeakers around an audience, pre-recorded tapes. For the accompaniment, I turned my attention to the raked sand. I made a percussion part, having a single complex of unspecified sounds played in unison, 5 ikti chants distributed in meters of 12, 13, 14, or 15. I didn't want the mind to be able to analyze rhythmic patterns. I dedicated this work to Michael Pugliesi, because he was the first to discover a way to play my Etudes Borealis, which I had thought were too difficult to play literally, that is, to play all of the notes that I had written. These were the first pieces in a series that continues: flute solos for Robert Aitken, songs for Isabel Gans, pieces for double bass and voice for Joel Leandre, for whom I also made, enjoying a command d'etat from the French Ministry of Culture, an orchestral version of the percussion accompaniment. I am about to write trombone pieces for James Fulkerson. Inclined as I am to listen to as many environmental sounds as there are, I look forward to hearing these solos together, providing the space in which they are heard is large enough to accommodate several gardens, i.e., multiples of four sound systems. All of them are 8 in number, except the songs for Isabel Gans, which are 9. The ranges within which the glissandi play are sometimes wide, sometimes narrow. The texts are variations of letristic haikus, letters from the 17 chapters of Finnegan's Wake, which I had written earlier that year. I kept the letters of the original haikus, but using chance operations, made vowel additions to them. Thus, dilr, o, f, pr, k, the first part of the first haiku, became dia, el, e, ria, oil, fio, pie, er, ki. A silence of an undetermined length takes place after each solo. The accompaniment continues. It also begins almost a minute before the first solo and does not end until slightly less than a minute after the last one. Now let's listen to, let's call it Ryoanji Mix. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.